Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete podcast from thepete.com. This is the, I guess, the special, oddly timed election edition of the podcast, of the Pete podcast. I am recording this later than usual. Not that it matters to most of the people listening to this, because you're all listening to this in the future. But for anyone listening or waiting for this podcast, apologies for keeping you waiting. The deal is, it's just I'm not sure what to cover, when to cover it, what to talk about, because things are moving so fast. Also, I learned something really interesting. Apparently, if you average together all of the state polls for who's going to win the president or who the presidency, turns out Hillary wins. And that's been the case for the last six-ish months. If you go to election.princeton.edu, you can check out some of the stats that I'm talking about or I'm referring to here. There's a guy called Sam Wang, but it's spelled W-A-N-G. He's a professor at Princeton, and he is also a statistician, and he followed sort of Nate Silver's lead on 538.com, or maybe I didn't follow his lead, but basically he's doing the same kind of thing that Nate does, which is looks at polls and crunches the numbers and really figures out the scientific side of election prediction. And he actually gave a talk at American Museum of Natural History last week, where he talked about how there's really no drama in the presidential election this year. It's obvious, and it has been obvious for months now, that Hillary's going to win. This conclusion is based on numbers from state polls, not national polls. And my understanding is that these are polls that are have a larger sample size overall than the national polls, which are going to be much smaller, but sampled in different, maybe inaccurate, corners of the country. But when you take polls from every state in the union or close to it, you get a much broader sample, as well as more of them. And he's figured it out, and basically there's no chance of anything close to a tie as far as his numbers are saying right now. So, and he even said, if I'm wrong, we have bigger problems, because there's something that came up to disrupt these numbers, something big that came up to disrupt these numbers, and that big thing would have to be so big that it would scare us into voting for Donald Trump, which, you know, that's not going to happen. because right now, there's plenty of people, more people, the majority of America are leaning towards Hillary. So I really think that a lot of this drama has been for nothing because of this. However, there, according to Professor Wang, there is a problem. There is drama that is appropriate, and that's going to be in Congress. Basically, I think he said the Senate is kind of up for grabs at this point, and mainly I think it's because of Trump being such the wrong person for the Republicans, and they basically just let him take over, and a lot of core Republicans are just disgusted with Trump because he's just so not a typical conservative or Republican, and it's just kind of disgusting what he's doing to the Republicans. And I'm saying that as a, you know, independent. I hate the Republicans. I'm actually kind of happy to see what he's done to the Republican Party, because I want the Republican Party to be completely marginalized and basically, I don't want to say cast aside, but I want it to be nearly powerless. I want it to be seriously nearly powerless. I want it to be small so that other parties can move in and we can become a multiple party system as opposed to a two party system, you know, where you've got these two arguing sides and they butt heads and there's no moving forward. You know, for the last 8 years with Obama, the Republicans have just been, you know, stonewalling him the entire time. And they've stated it. They're honest about it. You know, Mitch McConnell said that he was going to do everything in his power to stop Obama from having a second term. Well, he failed, but that didn't stop the Republicans from being obstructionist for another 4 years. You know, and that's what's going to happen when Hillary wins too. But that's I think I said that last week, or last on the last podcast. So anyway, the point is, you know, we have a chance to see the Republican Party knocked out of a position of power, its position of power in American culture and the political landscape. So I am looking forward to seeing that actually happen. I feel bad for them because there was a time when I had respect for the Republican Party, but now they're just so obviously, you know, shills for corporate America, and they will blow wherever the financial winds blow them. And it's just sad. It's just sad. And they just need to go the hell away, basically. You know, or they need to catch a clue again and actually know what the hell it is that they stand for, you know, conservative lowercase c, principles and values, not, you know, legislating against gays, but not legislating about them. That's what true conservative is. Let's not pass a law unless we need to. That's conservatism, real conservative, lowercase c conservatism. The capital C stuff reminds me of another C word, but that's another thing. Hey-o. But yeah, so basically everything the media has been doing for the past 6 months, year or so has been for nothing. They've been whining, you know, moaning and, you know, lamenting and warning us that the lead that Hillary has over Trump is shrinking or non-existent, or could Hillary lose? They're just trying to keep this absurd drama going when the numbers were there all along. And everything's fine, folks. Hillary's going to win. We don't have to worry about anything. And for anybody out there who actually doesn't like Hillary or doesn't want to see Hillary, you know, don't worry about it. America's a tough country. We've had worse presidents, much worse than Hillary. You know, some of you might think Obama was a pretty bad president. Well, I can guarantee you Hillary is more qualified to be president of the United States than Obama ever was. You know, and if you don't believe me, just go to her Wikipedia page, for fuck's sake. Pardon my French. Just go there and just read it and see the kinds of crazy qualifications she has to lead. You know, she's pretty good. You know, and I don't like her completely. And I'm not going to go, you know, over why I don't like her again. Just, she's corrupt. She takes money takes insane money to deliver, you know, not really worth it lectures or talks or whatever. And it's just, I don't like that stuff. And then I could go on. I don't really want to. There's no way that she's worse than Trump. And, you know, and I don't understand people who are from the Midwest, the rural areas of the country, who are voting for Trump. It makes no sense to me. It's like, how can you guys are the ones who are supposed to hate us city slickers. You know, I'm a liberal New Yorker, right? And yeah, I'll basically admit it. I mean, I'm an independent. I do have a few conservative bones in my body, but I definitely lean liberal. I'm voting for Hillary, so screw you. I probably will be holding my nose a little bit, but you know, it's what I do, and it makes sense because she is much closer to my values than Trump could ever be. And you guys are the ones that are supposed to hate city slickers, and especially, you know, scummy business people like Trump. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like you guys are voting against your own interests, and not that that's the first time a Republican has made you do that. But the point is, open your eyes. You know, he embodies everything you hate. He's a rich city slicker who thinks he can own everything and everybody. Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to know about Trump, as far as I can tell. I mean, you can know a lot more. I mean, he's been bankrupt 4 times. He's as successful a businessman as he has been. He's also been equally failing at business. So you can't even say he's 100% a good business person. If he runs America like a business, then he's going to run it into the ground. So anyway, so that's pretty much that. I'm sick of the drama. I can't wait for this whole damn thing to be over with. I will be counting the minutes between now and midnight, or whenever the hell the polls close Tuesday night. I cannot wait. Anyway, I guess I'll record another podcast probably Wednesday, I can continue from there after we know who won. So thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think on Twitter or on my blog or wherever, and tell your friends. I'd love for other folks to start listening to this as well. Thanks for listening. The Pete signing off. Don't forget to vote.